Farm bankruptcies on the rise. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I saw that headline. It is indeed alarming. So I called Idaho Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam. Farm bankruptcies on the rise? I guess that's not surprising.
It's not surprising. For the first quarter of 2019, 2.5% of commercial real estate loans in ag were more than 30 days past due. Think about that. 30 days past due. That means they're just not paying bills because it's been such a tough year that they don't have cash flow. So it's not a great surprise, especially with the start we had to this ag season, the flooding in the Midwest. We're going to see these numbers, but the tough farmers are hanging on.
Specific facts and figures for the first quarter of 2019, 2.5% of commercial real estate loans in agriculture, which, as Jake mentioned, were more than 30 days past due, up from 2.1% in the prior quarter and above the long-run average of 2.1%. Similarly, 2.2% of non-real estate loans in agriculture held by commercial lenders were more than 30 days past due, up from 1.5% in the prior quarter and above the long-run average of 1.6%. But again, to reiterate what Jake said, farmers are tough. Ag Information Network of the West.